If we stood in front of God's house where he lives, what do you think we would see? To you, would it be so immense, so high and so wide that we couldn't relate to what we see in terms of space and time? Would it be a quaint country cottage set at the edge of the woods, or a burned-out building in a large, lost city? Maybe none of that, or maybe all of that. How do you see it in your mind if you were to try and imagine? I believe we would see a house, as is illustrated by Jesus, as a symphony of triumph. His house sings, and its borders are defined by righteousness. The song of his heart is permeated in the very structure, and as the notes of his song flow upward, they sing of rising and would be the rising themselves, the essence and form of upward motion. God's house is a sound burst of sound compelling us to break out of hiding and be open and transparent. In God's house is the freedom of release and the tension of purpose. We are given understanding that being in his presence sweeps spaces clean, leaving nothing but the joy of an unobstructed vision of his love, and in all the dimensions of his goodness is a vision and song sung in joyful, laughing astonishment at the revelation of who he is. His house sings the song of an amazing deliverance which drives the enemy backwards into his own gates. That's the way I believe our house is supposed to look and feel, and I fully believe through the blood of the Son, it can become and be exactly as he is. Our house, where we live, should be a special place where right and good memories are made. We are no small influence in the neighborhood, you know. Just the thought of where we live should inspire a vision, the way one woman described her house. Of all days swimming, late-night cookouts, sleepovers, cars in the driveway, bikes at the ready, sunny mornings filled with giggles and shady afternoons under a tree with a book. Our house is what I call our shalom place. It is under the peace of God, no matter the chaos of the world around us. God has made me to be beautiful, and I am like where I live. God has made my backyard to have lots of green under old hardwoods and pine trees. With air so good, it's an honor to be allowed to breathe. Every day from my house is beautiful and inviting, with beautiful sunsets every night, and the upward sound of peace and a refuge from a raging and chaotic world. Think about it.